Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. Hotel G Singapore, a lifestyle hotel located near Orchard Road, is more than just an entertainment hub. With a steadfast commitment to sustainability efforts, Hotel G uses soap cycling and other measures to go greener, reuse and recycle products to encourage environmental sustainability. In addition, Hotel G has created G-Talks, a platform to inspire discussions with leaders and entrepreneurs to cater to the interests of the community. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Natasha Shah, Director of Marketing for Hotel G Singapore, to discuss environmental sustainability, G-Talks and future initiatives we will see from the hotel. Welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we started talking before the microphone came on and you were very, very excited to talk about soap cycling. And the fact is, most of us, when we check into a hotel, we don't think about those cute little soaps that we get.
Yep.
You know, cute little bars in their own little wrappings.
Yep.
And I am probably as guilty of anyone else who has checked into a hotel of changing and using a new one every single day. And I stopped doing that recently because I have a friend who is quite an eco-warrior who went, stop that, it's not cool. So please tell me, what is soap cycling?
So essentially, maybe just a background of the hotel, we have 308 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So in each room, there's a bar of soap there.
Right.
If every guest changes out the soap every day and the soap doesn't get recycled, it gets thrown away.
That's a lot of wastage.
Yeah, that's a lot of waste. So what we do is we partner with this company called Soap Cycling Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And with Soap Cycling Singapore, they actually collect our open bars of soap, open liquid soaps, shampoos.
Mm-hmm.
They recycle them. They distribute it in Southeast Asia as well as locally.
Mm-hmm.
So locally, it goes out to migrant workers, lower income families. And the company is actually run by students. So it started in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm,
and it moved to Singapore in 2017. Now it's run by university students. So it's quite incredible what they're doing.
It is an amazing effort on,
yep,
their part.
It's huge.
And I like the fact that you take the soap, you recycle it, and then you give it to people who might be thinking, wow, soap's expensive.
Yes.
And it is a necessity. It's not like you can live your life without using soap.
Yes. I mean, hygiene is a basic necessity.
Right.
So it's really nice to know that what we are doing actually is helping families in Singapore,
mm-hmm,
and it's impacting the community in some ways.
Now, one of the other things, because like I said, those cute little soaps come,
yep,
in their own individual packaging.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of us have given a lot of thought to those packages, that your toothbrush, your toothpaste, your shampoo and what have you, all the amenities that you see in a hotel room bathroom actually generates in terms of waste.
Yes. I mean, even for me personally, before joining a hotel, I would never think about it. But after seeing the amount of waste we were generating, we decided to try to find ways. I think to start with, we tried to find how can we reduce the waste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we eliminated things that were not being used within the rooms. We still have them on standby. However, it's more on a need, like a requested basis.
Sure.
So if you should require a comb, for example,
mm-hmm,
you can still request for it. With everything else, I think what we tried to do was to replace them with more sustainable options. So the packaging that we use is actually a biodegradable resin.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is biodegradable within the rooms. If we couldn't find alternatives for biodegradable products, we would use recycled plastic that can be recycled.
Right.
So like shower caps, that's something that's a bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
The sanitary bags in the room,
mm-hmm,
that's also a bit tough to replace entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we could find alternative options for, we actually did it. We rolled it out this year, and since then everything in the room has been replaced. So the third step then would be recycling, like whatever else that cannot be replaced or removed entirely from the room, we would try to recycle them. So like, for example, working with soap cycling,
mm-hmm,
for food waste as well as oil,
mm-hmm,
we actually work with a waste management company that recycles the waste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I've come up with a lot of my interviews speaking to different industries and companies about sustainability is the unlikelihood of completely eliminating single-use plastics.
Mm.
So what most companies are aiming towards is to reduce, to reuse, to recycle.
Exactly.
And if they can't replace it, then something else.
Yes.
You know, that's actually, for me, a more realistic target than saying, we'll just not have any single-use plastics.
Yep. It's virtually impossible to not have any. Mm-hmm. But as far as possible, I guess if everyone is trying towards reducing what we use, that's how we're going to be more sustainable. But we can't, I think there's no society in which there is zero single-use plastic because of hygiene reasons, for example. Sure. Like cotton buds have to be packed on their own to keep them hygienic. So right. What then do you replace that single-use plastic with? There are other alternatives in the market. Unfortunately, at this point, they can be quite expensive. They're still quite costly. So then I guess a company has to kind of measure.
It's a balance.
Yes, you have to balance between the cost and what is it you're trying to achieve, which I think we've found quite a good balance that's comfortable for us at this point.
Okay, yep. We are speaking to Natasha Shah, Director of Marketing for Hotel G Singapore. Now, we're talking about environmental sustainability within a hotel. You said you have 308
rooms. Yeah.
That's a lot of rooms.
Yes.
That's 308 bars of soap every day, yes. Or bottles or what have you, right? Mm. Now, you are reducing, and I know through your F&B outlets, you said you have two of them. You've also replaced single-use plastic straws with an alternative.
Yes.
With a biodegradable alternative.
It's a cornstarch straw. So it's only available upon request because ultimately we still try to reduce where we can. Mm-hmm. And if guests, for example, for younger children, they might still need a straw, we do have an alternative which is made of cornstarch.
Okay. Yeah. So that is one of the big places that a lot of F&B outlets have said, okay, we're not going to give out straws anymore.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want them.
Yes.
So they've got to be usable alternatives that can be recycled or that are more environmentally friendly.
Precisely.
So cornstarch sounds like a good alternative.
Yep.
All right, where else can we see this kind of sustainability commitment within the hotel?
In terms of bottled water, it's a requirement for most hotels to provide bottled water.
Sure.
So for over a year, I was sourcing for an alternative to bottled water. What we found, we were looking for box water, like the carton boxes that you get your milk or your juices in.
Sure.
Unfortunately, Singapore had not brought it in yet. But we managed, after 1 year of knocking on doors, asking around, looking at our current suppliers, new suppliers, we managed to find a company that actually does box water. So now we present it in the rooms. So box water is one big thing that we were working on. We like the look of it. We thought it fit in with the brand, but at the same time, it's environmentally friendly.
And I love the fact that you brought me a couple. In a sustainable, reusable bag.
Yeah, in a tote bag, so you can reuse it next time.
That is absolutely fantastic. Okay, let's now talk about your G-Talks.
Yep.
This is a platform to inspire discussions with leaders and entrepreneurs to cater to the interests of the community. What is that really? What does that mean?
So essentially, it started in March this year. Our group Hotels G kicked off this. It's a weekly series of talks. It's free for the public to attend. And it's essentially to create a community, like a platform for speakers who want to reach out to people, but they may not have the right avenue or the venues to do it. We don't charge speakers. We don't charge participants. Everyone is invited to join in for free. And we're trying to create little communities. So we've done talks on entrepreneurship. We've done talks on arts. We actually have even done talks on sustainability. So we work with tech platforms such as Tritcher as well as Three Dots. They aim to reduce food waste as far as possible. And we brought them in. They had a talk with just members of the public. It's held every Wednesday evening. And we just invite people to speak and discuss about issues that are happening around the world.
I think that's absolutely fabulous. Awesome. Now, before I let you go, let's talk about some of the future initiatives that we can see from Hotel G with regards to your efforts towards community as well as sustainability.
I think the first thing that we're going to try and target now that we've gotten the smaller ticket items out of the way, like removing plastics from the room, getting our guests to choose to launder the sheets less frequently.
Sure.
What we're going to try and target is bigger ticket items. So the building and the infrastructure as a whole, air conditioning, for example. And also how to engage the community more in terms of working with organizations that our guests actually feel like they want to contribute as well. So kind of like bridging bridging the gap between organizations and NGOs in Singapore mm-hmm. and guests who are coming to our hotel. Because again, 308 rooms, we have a wide network of people flying in, whether from the region or internationally. They come in, they might have things that they're passionate about and mm-hmm. they want to help out with. And we're trying to find a way to kind of bridge the gap. So that's something that I'm currently working on as well.
Well, I wish you all the best with all of those initiatives.
Thank you.
And kudos on the sustainability efforts. We've been speaking to Natasha Shah, Director of Marketing for Hotel G Singapore, on The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.